Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the meetup we just had, reminisce, kind of tell some things that stood out to us, and just talk about it. So before we do that, though, I want to give a special thanks to Steven and Jill over at Land Academy. They were nice enough to zoom in and talk with our people for a while. We really appreciate it. We're really happy to be part of that whole community, and we really highly recommend their education. If you are thinking about getting into it, check them out. It's www.landacademy.com, and if you decide to go that route, we got two special bonuses for you. The first one, if you sign up and you use the word casual at checkout, that's casual, you will get $500 off your enrollment. And then the second bonus, you take a screenshot of that and you send it to us at consulting@casualfridaysrei.com. we will give you a free consulting call. We can go over whatever you want. We can pick a county. We can price a county. We can go over due diligence, whatever. You name it, we'll go over it. And so that's it. Get out there, enrolled, and get started.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see. You know, I was overwhelmed, I think, afterwards when the outpouring of people reaching out to us and saying, hey, thank you for this. Because, I mean, we wanted to make sure we created a value for the people that were there, the guests that were there.
Yeah, that really got the first email we got from JT, and I read it. I was like, okay. Wow, I was like, that one email, if we didn't get any more, it really made it.
Okay, yeah, that's I saw that, and then I think we've, you know, half the team that's reached out, and then I know for me, a couple of the people that were on the fence, you know, went ahead and booked, and then they scheduled, you know, what you know, one-on-one consulting to get lined up and get their stuff mailed. So that's always awesome. Yeah, so seeing the people come and sign up afterwards, you know, that's kind of a testament. They said, hey, they saw a value there in what we provided, and now they have the next steps, or they know where to go to get that information.
Yeah, I think I said it a couple of times to some of the people I talked to there. It was like, it's a brand new podcast. Mm-hmm. It's our first meetup. We're only 2 months old, and we decided to do this thing. And the love and the support that we got from everyone that showed up, it was amazing.
Yeah, I think we advertised for 28 days.
Really?
Yeah. So to see us go from, our goal was 20 seats to sell. Hey, if we can just put 20 guests here, we're going to have a good meetup. And we ended up with 33 was like the head count there, I think, total. And everybody was happy, smiling. Everybody got to shake hands with people they wanted to meet. And Texas people got to meet with some people that came in from out of the state to meet for a Texas land investors meetup. So that's unreal to me.
Yeah, and we next time we see Brian, he better be wearing that Texas belt buckle.
The belt buckle for traveling the farthest. I think he was 1,150 miles or something like that, 1,196 or yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, and then yeah, and then Joe coming from St. Paul, right?
Yeah, but it was 4 degrees in St. Paul, and he shows up. I mean, I would come to Texas too to get away from that.
Oh, so you're saying he just left to get away?
He just left to get away.
He didn't care nothing about hanging out with us.
I mean, I think he probably did some, you know, maybe a little bit. I like to think highly of us, mm-hmm. So I think he did because of that. But realistically, I think it was just cold. Like a cold as something rated G show. You know, one of the things that really sticks out to me is the amount of husband-wife teams. And I mentioned it a few times while we were there. There was six husband and wife teams. And, you know, a few of them brought up the fact that, you know, they said thank you because they had kind of gotten their husband back. Like the husband got that fire they saw when they first met him. And I think that's important. You know, in a relationship is when you're young and you meet somebody, you have this fire, this desire to create, to build, and then you get kind of complacent in life. And it's cool that this niche or this, you know, avenue to grow a revenue stream has brought that passion back out in some people. And that to me is huge.
Yeah, I like seeing the couples there too, because it like gives them some share, right?
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to like have this, like for me personally, I want to build this dream, right? And mm-hmm. Mary Beth, my girlfriend, she like gets involved with it too. And I know now since the podcast is out, Jess is really like gotten this sparked, shown this interest back into it now too, right?
Yeah, she asked me to actually today. She goes, hey, I know Beth is doing the eBay business with you, and Beth is her sister, but and also our transaction coordinator that we use. And she's like, can I do some of that on the side too? And I was like, she goes, I kind of remember some of it. I may have to go rewatch it. I was like, you could just read the ebook and just be back going again. And she's like, would that be okay? I was like, you're gonna have to keep it totally separate from the business, But if you need to, I mean, we can get it going again for you and get started. So she's starting to get that bug again.
Oh, so y'all going to do a second eBay business?
She's about to start her own.
Okay.
off the education piece, you know, and everybody at the live event got that book. And, you know, she had this business for ours was actually hers to start with. And we've told that story several times here in Land Academy's podcast. But now it's, hey, I want to make a little bit extra money. I could teach Chinese students what she was doing, you know, at 4 a.m. or she could buy a couple pieces of property and throw them on eBay, let them sell and make a little bit of money.
Well, I don't blame her.
Yeah. that's kind of what pays our bills.
It beats the VIP kid thing that she was doing.
At 4 a.m. or 9 o'clock at night and making 15 bucks after 15 to 20 bucks every 20 minutes.
You got to do a lot to make any money.
Yep. Yep. You have to do it. You're up all night. And then with a 8-month-old, it's not realistic.
What about the golf? I don't know how you did that night.
Our couple from Denver, we played a 3-ball challenge. I'm not going to say that they got smoked, but I hope they're listening to this because they got smoked.
John and Jerry?
Yes, John and Jerry got smoked. I wasn't going to put their names out there like that. But
they're the only couple from Denver. If they're listening, then they know who it was.
But I wasn't going to put it out there for everybody else to know.
There was 33 other people there that knew there was one couple from Denver.
Yeah, so we had fun. We played some 3-hole. Started off kind of right, and then once I dialed it in on their clubs and cowboy boots, I hit a few right down the pipe, and then a couple drinks in, my swing got a little too loose, and I kept going left. So it was good fun to be had by all, and I think it was, you know, for me it was really cool that we actually gave them breakfast, lunch, dinner, had drinks, and it was more of a, it kind of felt like a family reunion. Like you had food, you didn't have to worry about that. You had drinks, you didn't have to worry about it. You just came to have fun and kind of be around people that you knew.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know anybody. Well, I knew one or two people before the whole thing started. But by the end of it, because everything we went through for the day and the breaks and the food and then the golf, like I really felt like I made some good friends. And that was probably the best part for me.
And I think that's, you know, that's the catch with this networking and the meetups. You know, the one critical feedback I think we had back was, hey, could you put a sign-up sheet around so we all had everybody's information versus just the big email that went out to everybody's email was included? And the second one was, could we have taken more breaks so we could actually talk to everybody a little bit more? And I was like, well, if I'd have known that up front, it would have been a lot less time me and you talking.
Yeah, yeah, you're talking about the whole, like a round table.
Like a round table so people can kind of get to know each other a little bit more and have that that networking, breakout sessions, things like that. So, I mean, that's great advice, and we'll take that to the next one.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. We'll just do that at the next one. I mean, this and anyone else that's listening that was there, if you got some, you know, feedback you want to give us about how you think we can make it better, then feel free to send that to us because we're going to do this again, and we want to continue to raise the bar, so we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, as we see people across the country go out and do these, and, you know, we've been to a few, and, you know, we want to make sure the value's there, and it's not about just us trying to make money. It's about us putting together a valuable proposition for the group to get better and the niche to get better and us all grow from it.
Yeah. It's definitely not about making money because we didn't make
it. No. I mean, it was somebody asked, and I said, well, we priced it right at the point that, you know, our seats were covered, and that was about it.
So, yeah. I mean, that's no lie either.
I know. And that's like, people don't comprehend that. They're like, what, you did all this just to like really get your name out there? It was like, well, yeah, that's the point. We're a new podcast. You know, Texas Land Investors, their group has been around. This was their second meetup. And, you know, last year, I think they had between 4 and 8 people at their meetup. And this year, I mean, you bring 33 from all over the country. I mean, that's a huge growth. And, you know, Rowdy and Kira, that's their group. They've built that, and they built a community there for Texas. And we just happen to be a part of it, you know?
Yeah. No, trust me, I would have loved to have made buckets of money, but but we did like get to meet all these people. We got to have a lot of fun, and, you know, we'll definitely do it again.
Oh, yeah. And I don't think we'd change, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I don't think we'd change having a social event to where we could all do it again.
Yeah, I mean, that was the best part. I played with Gerd and his wife, Alicia, and Gerd and I went back and forth with who won, but I was watching him swing, dude. That dude's got some power.
Does he? He's solid as a rock.
If he could, if he narrowed in his swing, he'd have knocked it through the back hole every time.
Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't want to make him mad.
No.
When they say roughneck, like he's like, it's Gerd. His name sounds like he looks like just monster. Like, I don't say monster because that means like a bad connotation. He's just like a solid dude that's just like super nice.
Super nice people. Everybody there was great.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about it is the amount of people that you have in a room. Normally you have some personalities that, you know, don't clash, or a few people were kind of like, but it wasn't like that. It was just everybody was there to learn. Everybody was there to talk. Everybody was there to grow. And I can honestly say that I believe, and I say this with 100% transparency and truth behind it, is that I think we actually helped everybody's business grow a little bit that day, whether it in different ways, in 33 different ways. Even my business got a little bit better that day.
Yeah, I was thinking that today, because like we've talked about this before. Like, I plan my whole year, when I'm going to mail, when I'm going to do everything. Mm-hmm. And like, I came out of the meetup with this excitement today where I'm like, I need to rethink this, because although I have a like a heavy mailing schedule already, mm-hmm. you know, I was like, I'm going to step this up anyway.
Yep.
You know, I'm just riding that wave, ready to go.
Yeah, we did. We did the mailer there that I actually mailed that next day when we got on some better internet. So I put that mailer out, then mailed three more counties the next day after that. And then I've got two more that I'll probably mail out at the end of the week. So I'm about to have quite a bit of mail that's all over the country.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I feel like we should follow that up with some other episodes. So during the live event,
mm-hmm.
we picked a county, we priced a county, and we pulled the data, and we made it ready for a mailer.
Yeah, and all in, what, an hour and a half?
Yeah.
So we took the crowd, and we said, hey, y'all pick a state. People yelled Texas, and another person yelled Tennessee. And so we said, okay, let's go to Tennessee. We wanted a price for margin. That's how I price everything. And a lot of people haven't thought of it this way, and it's not I'm smart or anything. It's just that I'm super simple, and I like to get to the end very quickly with as least amount of steps. So I said, okay, hey, I want to shop stuff that's under $1,500 per acre market value. And so we said Tennessee at 20 acres to get $1,500, anything under $30,000 that's listed. And it's going to pull up a couple listings. They have counties attached to them. So we're going to just look at those counties. And so that's what we did. We picked Scott County, Tennessee. We pulled the data for 20 acre up to, I think, 80 acre vacant land, no improvements, with a cap assessed value of $50,000, and pulled all that data. And then we scrubbed it live, and then the mailer went out.
Yeah, so we're going to – so Justin actually did that. He sent the mail out, and we're going to see how he does on the
– Yeah, it actually scrubbed down. I pulled duplicates. I personally pull out LLCs. A lot of people don't. That's just me. I mail to trust. I don't mail at LLCs, and I don't know why. It's just it's a personal thing. I don't like to bother other people in the business.
I do the same thing.
Okay, so and a lot of people are like, oh, I get good deals from them, and you can. And again, that's just something I do. After I scrubbed it down with duplicates and pulling LLCs out, it came out to like 375. Yeah, it knocked it down quite a bit.
Wow.
So that's what actually went out on it. So
okay,
we'll see what that. I suspect we get one. Maybe two.
Calls or deals?
I'm going for deals. I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Okay. I hope so. That seems like a really low number, but
Yeah. And you know, following that same philosophy that we did, I went home, and you said talking about excitement riding the wave. I went and did that pricing methodology just to pull every state to give a county list for the country. That secret county list could be available for a donation too. One of the charities of our choice.
Yeah, we can't call it a secret county though. That's hashtag taken.
Hashtag taken. Okay. You know,
it's one of the other people, one of the other land people has that.
That has a secret county list. Okay, the marketable county list. no, it's what did Gerd call that? The Secret Squirrel Society?
I don't know.
He sent me the pin. He said that if anybody makes a donation to the charity of my choice to get the county list, they should get a Secret Squirrel Society. And I think it's a military thing.
Mm. I don't know. I don't remember that.
You were standing right there. I figured you would have known about it. He said that, I don't know. It's a military thing. He sent me a pin that was on Amazon. It said Secret Squirrel Society or Squirrel Society. I digress. But there was 115 counties in the country that matched that. So if we were to talk about, hey, what is your plan? What do you want to do? Well, if you pick out five of those states and all of them have two to three counties that hit that margin for you, now you've got 15 counties, 10 to 15 counties to mail. If you're mailing a county once a year, you could go through that pretty quickly. If you're mailing once a month, if you go over 6 weeks, all you need is eight counties. You just keep rotating, nine counties to keep rotating.
Yeah. So that's going to be interesting. Let's see how it turns out. What else, though? What about the podcast? Like, I was kind of nervous about how that live podcast was going to go, but yeah. I actually think it went really well.
I got chills when everybody yelled at the beginning.
I did, too. The mics that we use really only pick up sound if you're within 1 or 2 inches.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if the sound from everyone cheering uh-huh. really came through as loud as it was in the event.
But we had the two wireless mics too, and they were turned on. So yeah, you had still four mics picking up sound.
Yeah, but they're still all dynamic mics, yeah, right? They only pick up within 2 inches. So, but it's still in person when I said it and then everyone screamed, like the chills, man. Yeah. It was real.
I was like, this live studio audience. And you did really well. Like normally we have a take or two or you go back and edit. You did really well on the live intro and the extra. When you did the outro, I was like, dang, Adam's getting good at this.
Well, I've got the whole, you know, the Facebook part. And I've got the whole like beginning part. It's like kind of the when I'm... If I try and free talk, whatever, some of the other stuff, because I'm, as some people found out, I'm not like the biggest talker. You know, you won't find me talking that much ever, really. So if you're hoping for real long conversation with me, good luck. But yeah, that's where I mess up. But then in my head, the whole day beforehand, I was like,
"Were you reciting it all day?"
I'm Adam Southey. This is da 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 da.
And here I am having to speak like 4.5 of the 8 hours.
You're a talker.
I am. Not very good at it, but we had a good time.
Yeah. And you didn't. You gave me my part. Mm-hmm. You didn't give me any other part, so I wasn't gonna like volunteer.
I figured as much. There was. I noticed on our agenda. I had Sliva and Southie at a couple times, but I was like, well, I made the slide. He's not gonna jump in on this. So
well, I was ready to jump in, but I mean, you had
just kept rolling.
Yeah, you kept going.
Yeah. Time ticks on, and. You know, that's I'm looking forward to the next one. I know that we've had some conversation about where we would do it. I really liked the setup there. I mean, it was easy in and out. The food was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked the barbecue dinner at the end. That was nice.
I wish we would have timed that a little bit different. Maybe started the golf after we ate, so we didn't eat up half our golf time doing that.
I don't know. I was comfortable with the amount of golf that we got.
Were you? Yeah. Okay. Like, I felt like I could have had a little bit longer, but I was talking to a lot of people too. That's what I do. A couple drinks and I'm talking to everybody.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
It's Friday. I hope our weekend warriors that are out there kicking it off, they're going to jump out there and get some mail out. I mean, it's you heard. One of the biggest things I took away is like, and somebody came up to me afterwards and said, hey, these guys on the corner are mad that they've been spending so much time on getting mail ready and pricing. And now that it's just cut all this time from them. And I had a consulting client today that called, and we were talking about, I don't know if I'm saying this term right because it's way too smart for me, but he does reverse linear regression pricing.
He literally takes time to do that?
Yeah. And then he had another one. It was called something like an exponential reverse growth linear something or other. It had X's and Y's and dots and squares and cubed. Way too smart for me.
He does that on every mailer?
Every mailer.
Wow.
And I don't know if he listens to the show or not. I work with him through Plum. So I will say you are the smartest guy I know.
What about, is he smarter? Was it Ivan? Is it smarter than Ivan?
I'm probably not smarter than Ivan. I'm just, Ivan's a rocket scientist.
I know.
And, you know, this guy, he is extremely smart. And sometimes, like I told a couple people today and another client today that, you know, we talk about sometimes you can be so smart you price yourself out. We talked about this guy. He'd mailed some houses. He mailed actually your house, and we had done some work in your house. So we know this market pretty well. And you know the assumption of trying to do too much on the front end versus just handling it in a negotiation on the back end will get you into trouble.
All right. Well, anything else you want to say?
No. I just hope our weekend warriors get out, get some mail out, get some stuff going. Tax money is rolling, so sales should be increasing for down payments, terms, cash deals. Everybody's should start moving some property if they haven't already started.
Yeah, it's definitely a good time for sales. So let's get out there and make it happen.
Yep.
All right, guys, that's it for today. We will be back on Monday. We hope you have a great weekend. And while you're having a great weekend, take some time. Go to Facebook. Go to Instagram. Give us a like. Give us a follow. And then go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Go to wherever else you're listening to us. Give us a like. Give us a follow. Give us a rate.
Yeah.
Do everything. Leave us a review.
5 stars and a high five.
That's right. All right, guys, that's it. Thank you.
Thanks.